Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Down the Dog with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford.
I have made, you know, you get this soup mix in the supermarket. Nana's
soup
use it.
Soup mix?
It's called soup mix. It's
what?
In the dried goods aisle, so you'll find it with your lentils and your dried peas. And it's a mix of split peas, yellow peas, lentils, rice, pearl barley.
God, I've never... Do you know what? Soup and broth mix. I've just found it on Tesco.
Yeah, it's very cheap. You soak it.
Yeah.
You boil the fucking life out of it.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Okay.
It's really disgusting. I cannot... And I tell you what, I'm not berating the listener. You know, you're welcome in the dog. But I feel like I've put out some good tips. Do you know what I mean? I feel like every now and again I throw out a tip. And we've said, you know, emailing your tips. And people haven't really. If you can tell me... how to properly soak the peas. The rice is cooked, the lentils are cooked, the little yellow ones, they're cooked. These big, fat, dried peas. I used to think I soaked it too long. I read a thing said you shouldn't be soaking it for more than 8 hours. You'll turn them sour. I soaked them for 4 to 6 hours. I boiled them. I've learned over the years as well, if you put other things in a sauce, you cannot cook lentils in a sauce with tomatoes in.
Go on,
The tomato will basically, the acid will form a crust on the edge of the lentil. It will never get soft inside.
Yeah.
So now I cut my lentils
separate.
Unless
you've already softened them, yeah.
If you cooked them previous, of course. So that's what I did with this soup mix. I thought, I'm just going to put water in there. I had one pan on the go, and then I made basically like a flavour bomb. I fried down my garlic, my onions, my carrots, bit of tomato puree, bit of oregano, bit of rosemary, little bit of paprika. Then I added stock, and I made that into a very, very thick, viscous, thicker than a gravy. And then once I'd had the broth on for hours, 2 to 3 hours, I then put the flavour bomb in there.
Okay.
It's fucking horrible. Fucking horrible.
John, okay. Firstly, describe the flavour.
Well, the flavour's all right, but it's just gritty. It's crunchy. Yeah, pearl barley gives it a sliminess, which I don't mind. I'm used to it. And the smell of pearl barley reminds me of my nana's kitchen. She would always, the day after Monday, you'd find her doing her. She'd take the carcass of the roast chicken from the Sunday, pop
and would
some
you
pearl
lecture
barley
her
in there and some veg.
As a child?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be eating chicken, Nana.
Oh, I was all over
Planet
the chicken
flood.
At that age. Give us the wishbone. Let's wish for freedom from this life.
Oh, God.
I was an intense child. Anyway, I don't mind. Pearl barley's fine. It's these peas are... The wanky chef word is nutty. They describe something as nutty. What they mean is raw in the middle. And these peas are gritty. I've literally... You know those big soup casserole pans? This thing's full to the bloody brim. So I've packaged it down into my little Tupperwares and I've frozen as much as I can. I had a big bowl of it for lunch. You know when you get to a point with a meal, it's so disgusting. The only thing to do is flood it with chili sauce.
Yes.
I'm talking maybe 25% Nando's hot sauce to broth. Just punish me. Just hurt me to distract from the misery. And the farts off this stuff. I can only assume peas are then hitting my stomach. Something in my stomach is then letting the pea finally relax. They're going in there all tense. They get to my stomach and they go, and that gas, I can feel it. And then when they come out, they're beautiful. If I was entering a competition, this is what I would have going in. This is like the marathon runner's big bowl of pasta, this. My farts at the moment are loud and proud, and they stink, which is rare for a vegan because you're not really processing much in your tummy. It goes straight through, so you don't get that particular sourness you get from rotting meat inside someone's gizzards. But these peas, man...
What, they're
kicking on the way out. They're getting in there, they're kicking my ass, they're stinking the place up, and then they're coming out in a way that you can't. I had a meeting with my daughter's teacher this week. I was dreading it. I was like, God, if I let one of these things out, I'd be in real trouble. So anyway, long story short, I've made this disgusting broth. Because Lucy's been away two nights, I was like, right, I'm having a big fat takeaway. Don't you worry about that. First night, I knew I had this broth to use up and I had some salad on the turn and these chunks. So I thought, well, do you know what? I'll have a healthy meal. I won't have a beer. I'll have a whiskey. That's lower calorie. I'm not having any mixers in there. So I went to bed. I was like, that was fine. But I was like, tomorrow, I'm fucking having it. Don't you worry about that. The next night, I opened the fridge and she's bought one of these vegan pizzas. I don't mind vegan pizza. I'm not here to slag it off. But there's a particular brand that is not only vegan, but gluten-free. And there's your problem. The dough is foul.
Oh, no.
It's spongy. Spongy dough, flavourless. Not only flavourless, but somehow flavour-removing from all the things around it. And it was a day out of day. And I thought, she's not back for another 2 days. I'm going to have this fucking pizza. And I covered this bloody thing. Chili oil, vegan chorizo, raw onion. I did everything I could to make this thing palatable. It was disgusting. And I'm angry today. I don't know if you can hear it. This is a man who just needed a curry. And I did the thing here. I looked through all the apps and even one, I had the order in the bin. I was like, I'm not eating that pizza. I'm going to bin it. And I had it in the checkout cart. And I was like, oh no, it's a waste. I should go and eat that pizza. So I ate the pizza. Of course, after all this fucking around, it's too late to start a horror film. So I end up watching one of those, you know, my bloody uncle got syphilis, so now we've got to sort his house out. So they sort out all the bloody teapots. You know, like, get your house together. It's a sort of posh people's poverty porn. You can't do council estate telly, but what you can do is go in someone's house and say, what are you buying all this fucking crap for?
Okay.
All that stuff. So I ended up watching one of them.
You're going at a rate of not seeing
it. I'm ranting now. I'm sorry. I'm ranting.
Don't apologise. This is what the dog is for, is for friends to get
together. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, Danny.
You don't care.
He's gone.
Just on your... Why are you buying that soup mix gruel? Why aren't you just cooking soup without it? I cook vegetable soup. And it's tasty as all hell.
I know, but I don't have time to cook a fresh soup every day.
No, so but you can still cook a big batch of veg soup and batch it up. Blitz it, Blitz the old B&B.
I don't tell anyone. I am still carrying the all-inclusive holiday weight. And I promised myself this was the week. I thought, Lucy's away, I'll get on the treader every week.
John, that doesn't answer the question. Why are you cooking vegetable soup in this manner?
Because I like the sustenance of it. It's the peas and the lentils are a good protein.
Stick a fucking potato in it.
I don't want potato. Oh, I don't want carbs.
Sweet potato. Sweet potato.
I fucking hate sweet. And I'll say this now. Swede. I hate sweet potato.
Okay.
Swede. I hate it.
Swede.
No.
Fuck's sake. Do you know
what? I was going down the aisle. Do you know what it was? It was a few weeks ago, so I couldn't buy fresh. I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll stick that in the cupboard, and that week Lucy's away when I'm busy, but I need to get my shit together. I'll cook a big batch of that, and I thought, I'm going to get it right this time. It's going to be delicious, and I've got it every day. Lunch and dinner, big bowl of filling soup, and a little salad. I'll do some exercise. The weight will pour off me. Anyway, I'm having this gruel. I'm so angry. I'm going to put away 5,000 calories tonight.
Well, just a couple of things. One, email us, hello@downthedog.com. If you've been able to make this kind of soup mix work for you, what tips?
Soften the peas. That's what I want to do. Peas. People are saying bicarb of soda in there, but that'll take the skins off. I don't mind the skins. I need the water to penetrate to the very depth of the split pea.
You know that filth that you've frozen, that lentil. So you're never going to have it. You're just filling up freezer space. That's just bullshit.
I thought that as I was putting it in. I thought, no, this is coming out when the freezer comes out.
But you know, the thing is, I'd had my lunch and then I'd snoozed on the settee while watching Dungeons and Dragons. Have you seen that film?
No.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among
Thieves. I thought it'd only just come out of the cinema.
Yeah, well, it's available on Now TV, mate.
Is it?
Okay, Sky. Yes.
Funny now, isn't it? When you say stuff like that, I instantly assume you've downloaded it illegally.
No, I'm not that sort of person.
Our generation of people, if you saw a film, there was a year lag, I'd say, between cinema and TV.
Oh, minimum. Between cinema and TV, it was only 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. And now I still live in that world where you tell me you've seen, like, the latest Bond film. I was like, yeah, be careful telling people about that, mate. You're going to jail.
Because I'll tell you what the usual cascade of release was. Cinema, a.k.a. theatres only. Video rental release to help that market. Blockbuster being the prime version. Then actual video release. Then some sort of TV release. So, but now, obviously, I think COVID hastened the rush.
It did.
From silver to domestic screen.
This does feel like good pub chat. This is great. I feel like we're really down the dock here. This is properly
I do miss.
And they'd only have one copy at the video shop.
Well, the problem. Well, that was the problem. Was then the hot films were always gone, and then you just rent something you'd already seen. I guess that was like 50p. So fine. I'd love.
And
to
you
know
never knew when they were bringing it back.
I know. Come on, man. It's due back today. I never returned a video late. I was too scared.
Oh,
also, there used to be a bloke who'd just come around in a van. I mean, when I grew up, we didn't have Blockbuster near us. I never lived near a Blockbuster. It was just a bloke in a van would bring around videos.
Oh, dear. It's got a bit mucky.
Oh, no, totally fine.
All my videos out back of my van.
There were just loads of 80s films you'd never heard of. But it was the 80s, so it was different.
Clio, we a couple of mucky videos in the back.
Mucky videos!
Keeps me going. Matthew, the mucky video man's here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're thumping down the stairs. Well, if he come at the same time as ice cream, man, bloody hell.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
What, can I ask you what you make of me watching the Dungeons & Dragons film?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And a few of us have been talking, actually. There's a WhatsApp group about it. People are worried.
In what way?
Well, is this the start of a gradual movement into role-playing board games? Or no, I've no bother with it. In a different life, you know, that's the path I went down. You know, you'll get no judgment from me on people not only watching the film but playing Dungeons and Dragons. Whatever gets you through the night, baby, enjoy it. It's one of the biggest entertainment formats on the planet, isn't it? That and Warhammer and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into the games. It's just that you're not on a streaming service. You're like, you basically feel like you've seen everything, and then when a new big film comes on, you're like, I might as well. And I was shocked. I would say within seconds, I was laughing. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not into it, so I don't get all the references, but I'm like, they're explaining
it. I was going to say, do you need to know the world?
No, you don't, because I'm enjoying it, and I don't. Hugh Grant's in it, and he's in our world. So, you know, there is a crossover. I'm not sure whether to get TNT Sports or not. I don't know what your thoughts are. It's £30 a month for Discovery Plus. I've already got all those other streaming things.
If I was in an agreement previously with BT Sport, which I get free, do I get TNT free?
I don't know. You tell me, turn your telly on. Have you got it? Probably.
Well, I don't get it on the telly. I get it on the phone.
Oh, I might have
I could get it on the
telly.
Oh,
you fucking yes. Because I get my broadband.
Yeah.
So I could be able to get it through my laptop.
Get it through your laptop.
Navigate.
Simulcast it to the telly.
Yeah. I mean, you have to plug it in and everything, but it's better than paying £30 a month. Part of the problem is I don't really give a shit about the Champions League.
I don't.
It's knockout stages. It's certainly not group stages.
I would watch Huddersfield Stoke before I watched Arsenal Bayern Munich.
Actually, unfuck them. I think I might just.
You said that like it was parliamentary language. Fuck them, actually, unfuck them.
Do you prefer wholemeal bread and wholemeal pasta or white bread and white pasta?
Go.
Where's that come from?
Just my mind.
Off the back of Shearer?
Just you saying wholesome. I thought, oh, that's like wholemeal bread.
Okay. I think you said wholesome, but never mind. You tee yourself
okay,
up.
Okay, I said it.
I prefer... Oh, listen. Are you asking me what I'd rather eat or what is better for me and therefore I buy?
I'm asking you what you prefer.
There is nothing flavour-wise for me to match the sensation of hot buttered white bread with all its bleach and all its chemical enhancements.
Yeah.
Yummy. But I don't buy it because it's not good for you. So I get wholemeal and I'm just slightly less happy.
I like wholemeal. I really do. I prefer wholemeal pasta. I prefer wholemeal spaghetti to non-wholemeal spaghetti.
On what grounds?
Taste.
Doesn't have any taste.
It's got more taste.
No, I haven't got any taste.
Yeah, it has. It's got more taste. You know what? I was raised on wholemeal, so maybe it's that. But I didn't rebel against it.
You weren't. No one was having wholemeal pasta in the 80s.
Yeah, I was. Wrong.
Check Mrs. Ford's getting wholemeal pasta in the 1980s. She's John, well ahead of the game.
You've got to remember, John, that I was a very sickly child.
How was a woman so progressive in the 80s raised such a philistine?
Well, I'm still eating wholemeal pasta, aren't I? So I'm more, my pasta's more woke than yours.
Yes, well, I didn't even know there was such a thing as wholemeal pasta in the 80s.
White bread and white pasta is not woke. Wholemeal pasta is woke. And wholemeal bread,
done.
I prefer wholemeal bread. So I am.
You don't prefer the taste of it, though, do you?
I do.
You don't prefer. If I offered you a nice bit of toast, butter and Marmite on a hot piece of toast now, you're telling me you'd take brown ahead of white?
Would depend on my mood.
You're lying to yourself.
Right now, I'd take wholemeal, hand on heart.
Yeah, well, yeah,
a heart
right
that would
now
last
would.
Longer as a result of having wholemeal.
Yeah, yeah. You put your hand on a heart that is pounding because it's just had a pork pie, two wraps, three bags of crisps, and a fucking protein bar. Of course, you're going to guiltily go for the brown slice. But I tell you, if I'd asked you 2 hours ago, you'd have
what
said white.
What would I have said?
You'd have said white.
No, I wouldn't. I'm very much in a wholemeal vibe at the moment. You're just wrong, John. How does it feel?
Do you like Marmite?
I do, yes, but I don't have any. I reckon I've not had Marmite, well, since pre-pandemic and maybe even a few years before that. I'd say at least 5 years.
Why?
When does it ever occur to you to buy it?
Well, you don't go out shopping, do you? Because you're one of the London lot. You have someone deliver your groceries one at a time on a bicycle.
I don't
you?
Have a car, that's why.
You can carry Marmite.
Not with my weeping hands. So that's part of the reason. So also, I don't actually eat that much bread. I have wholemeal wraps for my lunch. I don't often have wholemeal bread in the house. So then what would I put? I'd have nothing to put Marmite on. I'm not going to put it on a tofu wrap.
No. Well, can use it in soups.
Well, why don't you add that to your fucking soup instead of your silly little nut mix that's ruining your life? You're a man of means, John, and you sat around like some surf.
I feel like
Hannah
Hawks well. You, I do feel like that. Ugh. I like the feeling that I'm cooking a meal that people cooked 500 years ago on a wood fire in a hut. I feel like I'm in touch with real life.
But you're not, are you?
Part of the tofu eating wokarati, you aren't you?
I like tofu. I like the smoked tofu. I like to shallow fry it in olive oil so it goes crispy. Sometimes I like to add soy sauce to it so it goes salty. I put it in the wrap. I cover it in salad and condiments and things like gherkins and jalapenos and I stick it in my mouth.
After that sounds lovely.
I'll have a little treat bowl. I'll curl up on the CT like a good little dog and I'll fart and sleep. So we've had a lot. I would say we received 30 plus messages about spiders, John.
Oh, good. Tell me why there's so many this year. And I know that they're coming in because it's winter and they're cold outside. But why there's so many this year, more this year than ever?
Well, a number of them, lots of them say it's a spider mating season.
Yeah, I know that.
Various remedies suggesting.
Coming into shag in my shower, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not having it. Oh, I got rid of an absolute whopper this week. I'll tell you where I found it. Yeah. It was living in the boiler cupboard.
Oh, nice.
All happy
warm.
Under there, aren't
incubating
you?
Incubating thousands of eggs.
Massive.
incubating.
I put the pint glass on it. Hatching. It was the same size as the pint glass.
Oh my God. It put a pint glass over you.
It had to lift its legs up.
Oh, no. Turn the pot down. It's about to overflow with lentils and pear barley.
It was a big one. I took that one even further. I crossed the road. I usually put them at the end, sort of near my neighbour's house. Dropped but it I off. Took this one. Took this one a bit further
Walked
along.
Walked it home. Peck on the cheek.
Yeah. Oh, it's one, you know, when you can hear it, you know, some of them, when they're in the glass, you can hear.
What?
I could hear it scuttling on the card.
Oh, my God. I've never heard a spider before. Although, we live in a flat, and when I went downstairs the other day, there's lots of daddy long legs and spiders down there. So they're everywhere.
So have we had any emails saying it's particularly bad this year?
Well, hold your horses.
There's we've no had an email from Stanley. I've got a glass big enough.
And the, you're going to love the title, Spiders, Hemorrhoids and Mice.
Oh,
ready?
Three of my favourite things to pop.
These are a few of my favourite things. Right, here we go. Hi, John and Matt. You spoke John with an H. He hates you. H for hate. Spider wisdom from the USA.
Oh, chance to do a
I'm
voice.
I'm always surrounded by spiders, and I sometimes do a scream. One night, I was reading in bed as I closed the books and reached over to turn off the lights. I saw a spider 2 feet away from my face and coming closer. Hell yeah. I screamed like a big girl. I swatted it with a book in hand and hoped it wouldn't come back. Here's what I think. As summer comes to a close, the spiders come indoors. I seldom see spiders in the house in summer, but when they show up, they love to gather in my bedroom, in the shower, and the sink. The mice like to come in when it's cold also. Damn it, my solution, and it has worked. I talk to them. I tell them I'm not happy with them in the shower, and if they drop down, they're going to drown. And they don't come into the shower anymore, really. And when it's time to clean the bathroom in the spring, I give them a warning, and I return with the broom they've managed to move away. I do not want to kill them. They take care of other
birds. That's an odd email. Has he written out all this?
I'll accept the deal with the house centipedes, who look like those giant insects in Men in Black. Scary. Ugh. I sometimes shriek. Well, I did not see this coming. I am a 69-year-old man who still screams at spiders, but I'm learning to live with them. My doctor, the one who does colonoscopies, once told me we're all born with 5 hemorrhoids. Great podcast.
Wow.
Keep up the good work. Stanley in Troy, New York. Arsenal fan.
Well, Stanley, thank you for your email. Wow. You sort of did that like Donald Trump reading an audiobook. That's the sort of voice
I went more... I don't know. I thought I went more just a classic kind of trailer guy.
But you know what? If I do talk to them, I tend to be quite nice. I apologize. So maybe I'm not being firm enough with the spiders. But I don't believe Stanley. I love his email. I would have taken half the spider content, a little bit more elaboration on my doctor once told me we're all born with 5 hemorrhoids.
We got a lot of spider emails. We're gonna read them all out. We just need to pick our dog of the week. And the email says, pub dog of the week, shit on it. I mean, I feel like we've got to pick him anyway.
Yeah.
He says, I'd like to nominate my dog, Mikey. I think he deserves it for the insane effort he goes to. He shits on top of inanimate objects on our daily walks. Mikey is a retired high assurance search dog and served for 7 years in the army. He was retired in 2019 after, in the words of his former handlers, he didn't give a shit about working anymore. He's since been leading a life of leisure. Back to the shitting. For some reason, he likes to leave winter hand warmers on objects above ground level. These include, but are not limited to, benches, plant pots, football goals, the mobile wheeled kind, top of the dense bushes, and rugby balls. But most recently and relevantly would be a beer keg left outside the local rugby club. Image attached. For these reasons and so many more, Mikey deserves a place in the pub where he would quietly sit in the corner, waiting to make friends with anybody who glances. You won't be able to call him over unless you're in his island, though, because he's deaf. That's from Sam and Mikey, and I tell you what, he does very hard stools.
I was all for the comedy of it until I saw the picture, and then I thought we can't condone that.
We've got to keep him away from the cellar, though. I think he's got to be. I think Mikey has to be our pub dog this week. He's deaf. We've not had a deaf pub dog yet.
Well,
also, I'll tell you what, if it will stop people nicking the kegs out the back.
I think I picked the first couple, so I'm going to let you pick if you want this shitting hound.
I love Mikey. And also, he served his country. He's a vet.
Well, yeah, of course. He's a retired.
He has to go to the vet. You work that out.
I'd stick a coaster on your pint when you go to the toilet, though.
Good point.
Come Although, back, it looks like a bloody 99 with a flake in it.
Oof.
Oh.
Sorry. But Mikey is already the pub dog. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this week. Don't forget, on another slice, you can now access the Dan the Dog lock-in. So for half a pint, the price of half a pint a month, we'll soon be putting up our first lock-in on there. £3 a month gets you a couple more episodes a month, outtakes and much more. And we'll be released. Oh, fuck. We'll be releasing our first episode on another slice next week. Email us, hello@downthedog.com. Leave a 5-star written review, and we'll see you soon. And
don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
Bye.
Bye.